Have both times. I hope you didn't worry about figure out, you know, which Rashi or Sifsei or Sforn I'm doing, or Unkus. You know, I hope it wasn't too much of a challenge, or both say. But you know, you see on the bottom there's three Sfornos, so it can't be more than those three Psukim, so pretty good to sit down a little bit. You know, both sides. What happens over here? Yaakov comes to Haran, he finally meets Rachel, and Vayishak Yaakov, Rachel, Vayishas Kol Vayevk. And he raises his voice and he cries. Says the Rashi, why did he cry? Vayevk, Vafish at Tzof of Ruach HaKodesh, he saw in the Ruach HaKodesh, and it's a Nebuah, She'eno Nechnes Imol Kvura. Not going to be buried in the same area. I'm not sure what that means exactly. I'm not sure what the, you know, what the Kabbalistic and what the benefits are. I don't know. I can't tell you. But obviously, we do believe there's something special about being buried. You know, talk about being buried next to Tzadik, Tzadikus, whatever. There are a lot of chashu things. They felt very bad. He's not going to be buried next to her. She's going to be buried on the road to Yerushalayim. And he'll be buried in Marsach Pela. So he felt very bad. He cried about that. Dabar Acher. He came with empty hands. Amar Eliezer Ever Avi Avi Abba. He had a lot of jewelry and gifts and food, steaks. Bani Ein Biyadi Kum. And I have nothing. So he felt bad. Why? Because of Fashirada Falifaz Ben Esav Misas Aviv. Falifaz ran after him. He held back from killing him. Okay, two very nice pshatim. But the Shmuz is not on those pshatim or both sides. The Shmuz is on the Sforno. The Sforno says something unbelievable. Vayisa is called Vayevk. Al Shulzacha Loseis Osa Bin Urav. He did not, was not Zocha to marry her in his youth. What does that mean? You don't know what it means. I know it's not so easy, but I think what it means, Pashit, is very nice. I think he means that if he would have married her, because now he's 77 years old. I did the cheshbon. I think I figured it out properly. 77 years old, 63 plus 14. 77 years old, an older man. Okay, he lived to 147, still got 70 years left in his life, but he was 77 years old then. Not a young man. They call him a post-retiree nowadays. Post, you know, like way past retiring age. He wasn't a young man. If he would have met her many, many years ago, when he was 30, 40, whatever, 25, whatever it was, he would have children who were brought up by a young man. Right? B'nei Ne'urim, children of a young person. Right? An old man, and he was saying, doesn't have the kolchos, doesn't have the strength, doesn't have the patience, doesn't have the excitement, whatever, the self-control, whatever, to bring up a child properly takes a lot of kolchos. It's hard to bring up a child. The older you are, if you're older and you're weaker and you're not as focused and have less patience and whatever, and you're going to focus on it so much, it's not going to happen so much. He felt if I would have Bnei Ne'urim, it would be different children, right? Bnei Ne'urim is better than Bnei Zekunim, I guess, Lafuke. Now they're Bnei Zikunim. They would have been Bnei Ne'urim. So he felt bad, so he cried. They both say, come on, give me a break. Come on. Again, 77 years old, but he was strong, like the strongest guy around, right? What did he do right beforehand? Roll the Evan, praise him in the Tfilas Geshem, his schus, because he worked so hard for the mitzvah of marrying Rachel, whatever the reason, the chesed. Hashem help us, because he was a super strong guy. Rashi says, we see from here, he was very strong. Yaakov was very strong at 77, still very strong. And he's lived another 7 years of life. Mistama, Yaakov knew what's going to be, probably might challenge me, but he knew he's not going to die tomorrow. He still has a long life. He knew he still has, so he was very strong. He has a long time to live still. He wasn't a very impatient person. God adore. I don't think Moshe Feinstein at 77 years old was very impatient or even slightly impatient. Nothing. Super power in all regards. Super dedicated. Super motivated. Super strong. And on top of that, Abosai, Yaakov already knew. We spoke about it a couple of times. It brings in Rashi. Yaakov knew what his mission was. He knew his mission was to establish Shiftei Kah. What a tremendous job, his mission of life. He was excited to do it. He wanted, he already asked before, when am I going to start, it says in Mother Rasha, by the name, I think, whatever, when am I going to start my mission, my mitzvah, my responsibility of establishing the Shiftei Kah? He was anticipating it. And when he got the job, when he sees Roch, he sees he's about to go ahead and start the Bin Adayad, right? The building of the Shvatim, of Klal Yisrael, the whole future of the world, of the Jewish people, right? He was, I'm sure, he's ready for it and strong and motivated, and I'm going to do it with a zest, with an excitement, with motivation. What difference does it make to Yaakov? Would it make to Yaakov Avinu on both sides that, okay, he's 40 years older than he was before. He could have been 30, could have been 40. Okay, maybe he's a lot stronger. I don't know. Maybe a little more. I don't know. Just on a darkest level, he had more patience. I don't know. I'm not sure what. It's so hard to understand. But I both said, but, right, especially because he was so motivated to do this mitzvah. That was his life. His whole life's mission was to provide for the future, the eternity of Klal Yisrael. Not just a little, okay, make a couple bucks and, you know, have some talmidim, you know. Klal Yisrael is up to him. So how much effort and focus and energy he put into that job. But Yaakov felt, Yaakov cried. It wasn't just, okay, Adakas. It sounds like it's obviously Adakas, but it's worthy of crying about. The extra degree of Haslacha. He'd have a different level of Shiftei Kah, a different level of Kayish, or different children, because he's a little stronger, a little more patient. I can't even say those words on both sides, but that's what would be a difference. Everything, are both, every single thing counts. You know, you guys are all here, you're motivated, you're in the yeshiva, you want to learn, you know, and sometimes you come in, you have a great day, I want to learn, I want to figure out the marshal, I want to shlug out the marshal, I want to shlug up Rabbi Nyman or Rabbi Ruben, wherever it's, I want to shlug, I want to get him good and motivated, you know. You think, that's it, so I'm motivated, right? What's the problem? Well, there's always room for more motivation, always room for a little more effort, a little more energy, a little more something. Yaakov, you know, felt I'm lacking a little bit I'm lacking because I'm older man now. I can't do the exact same job. And Timma made a difference. He cried. Not just, you know, okay, not the same. He cried. That was his reaction. He sees Rachel, he cries. You know, he cries because he feels on some level it'll be missing, there'll be something lacking. So no more about it, just Pasha, we see that, you know, that. You know, every small drop makes a difference, and it was only a small drop. It's not, but it's something worth crying over. It's something. It makes a difference. A little more strength, a little more patience, a little more energy, a little more motivation, a little more inspiration. On both sides, have a better Musa Seder. It makes a difference. On both sides, come out a different. In this case, a different Klal Yisrael, different level. Something. I don't know, gas, but something. And then Matura, on both sides. He just now met Rachel, right? As we mentioned, you know, he was eagerly anticipating establishing Shiftei Kah. So what was his internal reaction? I'm sure, no shaila. He was ecstatic, right? Baruch Hashem, I met the Bashert, right? I can start my job, start the building of Klal Yisrael, right? There's no question. He was definitely full of Moed Simcha. It's about time. I waited 77 years for this. He's looking forward. But you know, but there's a little problem. You know, he feels, according to the first move, according to the Rashi, right? According to the Sfarnam, sorry, you know, it'll make a little difference. He cries. Yeah, stop with the crying. I'm excited. Don't bother with it. What's the crying, Rabbi? He's crying now in the middle. So there was what to cry about. But it stares my simcha. I'll think about that. I'll focus on that when I have such a big simcha. I finally got to the chuppah. You know, I remember some doctor's thing to what I'm crying. Both say, Yaakov being his life, his whole. What's the word? Weltanschauung. You know what that means? His whole life's perspective. His whole life was ruchnius, mitzvah, tavoros Hashem, to serve Hashem. What's better? What's more? And if there's something lacking, if something, it's the greatest day of my life, and I'm so ecstatic. But at the same time, I'm not ignoring the tsar, the pain that, you know, let's even counter Rashi. You know, he will be buried with her. Okay, so worry about it later. So negotiate, whatever. I can't do anything about it, but like, give me a break. Now's the time to cry. I mean, give all the shvach v'dot to Hashem. That, okay, it's not a tain on it, but to Yaakov, it was one big panoramic picture of Avodas Hashem. How what's my life now? So it's great time, great news, much to be excited about. But on the other hand, there's something small which made him cry. He like it hurt him so much. Like he says, I know it's so great. I just now won the $1 billion lottery. I won the $1 billion lottery just now, but. you know, I cry, I feel bad because something's not the way it could have been, the way it should have been, the way not should have been, the way it could have been. You know, I feel bad. Oh, it could have been better. Maybe a better Klal Yisrael, a bigger shifteika, more shifteika. Something could have been a difference, Rabbi Osei. That's Yaakov Avinu, because all he cared about, is all he meant in his life was Ruchnius and Avodas Hashem and service to Hashem and Ruchnius, the values, spiritual values and spiritual goals and 100% perfection service to Hashem.
Which one?
It takes everything. All that matters is he sees everything. His whole life is looking at every single aspect. It's a good fresh and good fresh and good fresh.